This is a Hot Pie Media original.
With ATX Hot Sauce, there is something for everybody that's on the hot sauce scale. Every ATX Hot Sauce is all natural, and if you're into very hot or very mild or something in between, you're going to find a hot sauce that is perfect for you. I'm a honeybee hot person, but you can find what works with you by experimenting a little. You see, ATX Hot Sauce follows the simple principle of flavor first, heat second. That's flavor first, heat second. Getting ATX Hot Sauce is simple. Just go to ATXHotSauce.com. To order, go to ATXHotSauce.com. ATX Hot Sauce has even added a few awards recently at the Austin Chronicle annual Hot Sauce event. This is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and best in the hot sauce world. ATX Hot Sauce left with 4 awards, 2 gold to 2 silver. The ATX Hot Sauce logo is very cool. Go to the site and check out the merch. ATX Hot Sauce, flavor first, heat second. Order now. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. That's ATXHotSauce.com. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. Order now. You'll love it. ATXHotSauce.com.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
Okay, look, this is pretty serious stuff. I don't want to be overdramatic, but this is a problem. This is censorship. I didn't think they had it in them. I didn't think they'd go here. I don't know legally how it plays out. Probably not well for you, the taxpayer. One day the taxpayers will start to care. I don't know what it takes to care. I don't think this is going to go well for you, but I don't know the playbook for how these lawsuits are going to work out. This is a sinister move. This is an un-American move. Yes, that sounds pretty dramatic. I don't think it's that far off. Here's the setup. Does the government, your government, or the other one, right? Because that's how we look at things now, don't we? Isn't that the way it works? My side can do what it wants. Yours is un-American. So does the government have a right? Yes, I'm going to use that one right this time. Does the government have a right to cut off your business if it doesn't like what the business says? I know it's weird, but we're there. I didn't think we'd get there. I thought it would take a while. I thought it's something some jackass with a Texas legislature would come up with. I didn't think we'd end up here. I'm even shocked by the low standards of today, by the lack of belief in free enterprise and free speech. I'm shocked. It's pretty awful. It's pretty terrible. I think it's pretty dramatic. I think you ought to be terrified. I don't think you are. But it's a really lousy thing to threaten, and it's un-American. The Republican Party is now the face of not just anti-business. The party, that's the government, is the face of anti-free speech. You got to own it. I think they do own it. What's terrifying to most normal human beings is that they really like it. You do not have a right. Let's go through the exercise one more time. This time is a setup. You don't have a right to a platform, okay? It's not your right. It may be my opinion that Donald Trump should be on Facebook. It may be your opinion that Jeff Ward should or shouldn't be on Twitter. It could be my opinion that YouTube shouldn't be kicking me off. Those are not rights. Those businesses are going to do what they think is best for their business. It's how they operate. It's how they should have a right to operate. If you don't like the jokes, if you don't like the commentary, if you don't like the show, you move on. It's not a right. Please someday understand that. Now, next level stuff is when the government says, you know what, Disney? We're not going to renew your copyrights. That is a sinister anti-free speech move. Does the government have a right to cut off your business, in this case, for what you say? It's happening. I didn't think it would. I didn't think they'd go here. I can't believe that more people are not, whatever political stripe you say, and we don't really have political stripes anymore, we just have culture wars, but you really, really ought to be worried about stuff like this. Will it hold up? God help us if it does. I don't know what the legal ramifications will be. I suspect you taxpayers are going to get sued and you're going to lose. I'm pretty certain that Disney lawyers are better than your government lawyers. but I cannot believe you've allowed the government to start this fight. Really. The definition of anti-free speech, this would be it. Republican lawmakers reported last night, I don't know, about 2 o'clock, Republican lawmakers have signaled they may block Disney from renewing copyrights on iconic Mickey Mouse cartoons. Well, so what? What do you mean, so what? What do you mean? The government flexing its muscles to shut your business down? Oh, it's not shutting them down. Big deal, Jeff. No, it is a big deal, you fools. It's a really big deal. Your fascist government, that's somebody else's government today, you like it, it may come back to you the next time. This is a line that can't be crossed. What did Disney do? It said what they didn't like, so they used the government power to stop the copyrights? That's anti-free speech. That's what that would be. It's really, really serious, I think. All right, so they're doing this, and they're not just hiding why they're doing this. They're doing this over Don't Say Gay. Laugh it off all you want. Say it's not a big deal. It really is. And you know what's going to happen? It is going to become the popular play of the day. It's going to happen in other places. I don't know what licensing, because in effect we're talking about licensing, the government's obligation. I didn't say the government's choice. I said the government's obligation to license your business. You've done everything right to license your business because the CEO or the general manager or a sales rep says, you know what? We'd like to fly the rainbow flag. Should they not allow you to have a license? Because that's how far this is going. Huh? See, the concept, what is lost now, I mean, not what is argued now, what is absolutely lost now in a sinister way, is the ability. You know, the argument a long time was, do businesses have free speech rights? Can they donate money? And for a long time, the Republican Party is saying, listen, it's, you know, the government shouldn't be telling them they cannot donate money. It's speech. It's speech. It's speech. Now, because of your business's speech, we're going to deny you the license to operate? That's how serious this is. And they're really proud of it. Want examples? Representative Jim Banks, chairman of the Republican Study Committee. What the hell is that? In a letter among the GOP caucus, tells Disney CEO Bob Chapek, C-H-A-P-E-K, Bob's having all sorts of issues these days, of his intention to oppose any future extension of Disney copyrights. Why? Because they can, they said. That's a big deal. That's a really, really, not only is it a big deal by the letter of the law, symbolically it's a giant deal. This is no longer Jeff Ward on a show, Yahoo talk show host on AM radio. This is not our opinions anymore. This is the government saying, you know what? Hey, I could talk and completely nerd out on the wine selections and prices. Amazing deals on wines at Specs. But of course, Specs is more than just great wines. This is the 4-time National Retailer of the Year. Specs has been voted by the Houston Press best of for more than 10 years. So it's all there for you at Specs. And now that it's March Madness, the sanity of savings goes even further. Specs is Austin has you covered with lower prices on huge selections of wine, spirits, beers, and gourmet foods. Warmer weather is here. So make sure you talk to the staff to get seasonal savings at Specs. Pop into Specs Arbor Walk and Brody Lane locations for great deals on the season's hottest sips. And if you're looking to freshen up your happy hour with cocktail recipes, make sure you check with SpecsOnline.com to get the best and newest recipes for the best selections. And here's a useful tip for getting even better savings. Sign up for Specs Key Club. This is great because you'll get customized discounts, events, and tastings. Don't miss out. It's the Key Club. Do it now. Get access to amazing deals and tips. Just go to specsonline.com/keyclub for all the deals. 4-time National Retailer of the Year, voted best of more than 10 years. Everything you need, you'll find it at Specs. Stop by any of the stores today or shop online at specsonline.com. That's specsonline.com. I don't license your business because I don't like what you stand for. I don't like you. There. Deal with it. So they are going to, the intention is to oppose any future extension of Disney copyrights. Because it's Disney, you like to laugh it off. Because it's Disney, you'd say, well, they're too powerful anyway. Okay, wait till it gets to you. Wait till it gets to you. Disney's rights to its Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse, a short film from 1928, are due to expire on January 1 of 2024. Banks writes that Disney's opposition to the parental rights in education legislation shows it has capitulated to the, quote, I'm quoting here now from the government, far-left activists through hypocritical woke corporate actions, and accuses them of kowtowing to China. Okay, say all you want, but you're going to deny them a copyright because the government wants to flex its muscles about what you say? That is the pure definition of un-American, anti-free speech, and anti-free enterprise, all in one sentence. It is. It's unfortunate, Banks writes, that Disney, once an American success story, has allied with a hostile foreign regime and domestic ideologues who seek to tear apart our country. Wait, what? Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio has supported the move to block future copyrights. He says, these are lawmakers. These are not talk show hosts. These are not, this is not Elon Musk on Twitter. This is the government using governmental power to shut you off. Jim Jordan of Ohio says he supports the move to block Disney's copyrights. Disney used to be an inspiration for all American families, but it seems to now have given in to the woke mob. Hey, you, what's the government woke mob? What's the government mob called? Fascist? This would be the definition. This is it. This is not exaggerated. This is not saying, oh, free speech rights, blah, blah, blah. This is the real thing. This is a level that is unbelievably dangerous, unbelievably terrifying, and really serious stuff. I don't know why, maybe because I'm in the free speech business, but you have to understand, they didn't just, it took 24 hours. I think three days ago, I played that soundbite from Laura Ingraham on Fox News. She was saying, oh yeah, well look out, Disney, look out. What has Disney done wrong to violate the law? What has Disney done that does not allow them to renew their copyrights? What? I mean, is there a legal explanation for it? No. There's no legal explanation. Instead, the government is going to use its legal power because it doesn't like you because of what you stand for, what you say, to cut off your copyrights, which in effect, I think this is fair to say legally, in effect is the same thing as licensing your business. It's the same thing. Now, what's that? Tell me where that fits on free speech, everyone. Tell me how that's the same thing as a talk show or a platform. That's your license to continue your business. And the terms used and the threats made, the public threats made, are disgusting and stupid. It's unfortunate that Disney wants an American success story. They're not now. So in other words, you want them to fail and you're going to make sure they fail. I know they're not going to fail because they're smarter than the politicians. I know that. But the intent of the government is to try to make them fail. The government, not your competitor. It's unfortunate that Disney, once an American success story, has allied with hostile foreign regimes. I'm sorry, which foreign regime is that? What are you talking about, you fascist? You dangerous, diabolical fascist. You know who likes this kind of stuff? You know? Jeff, are you about to equate protesters getting hit over the head and disappearing in Russia with this? Yeah, a little bit I am. It is the corporate free speech version of hauling away protesters and throwing them in jail. It is. That's not an exaggeration. Your government accused Disney, which, by the way, might align with a foreign regime in some areas. We're not talking about antitrust, though, because that's too complicated for most humans now. We're talking about just distasteful rhetoric coming from the government and then taking it and saying, and I'll just take away your license so you can't operate. Why? because take the flag down and I'll let you have your business. Stop saying that stuff and I'll let you operate your business. It's funny. We make fun of other countries. We condemn other countries for this exact same kind of thing.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.